chair underneath their speakers, and then the, and then they walk out, and then the speaker comes, we can take the critical.
Oh, I heard that.
Okay, we left off. What?
The
Kliyakar said why it had to be in Chutzlaritz? Yeah. Okay. Try to.
Why? I love it.
Pasuk Zayin v'chamishimish ibnei anavim holku v'yamdu minege merochai kushneim amdu ala yarden. So Leo told Elisha, stay here, I'm going over the yarden, and he says, no, I'm coming with you. So here there were 50 ish ibnei anavim, and they went and they stood from afar. Ushneim, but the two of them, Leo and Elisha, amdu ala yarden. So they stood right by the yarden. Vayikach Elio es adartai. And Elio took his adaris. Adaris for the malbush yokar, hamiyukal the neviim, the Mitzuda says. The fancy cloak that neviim used to wear. Vayigloin, and he rolled it up into like a stick. Vayakes hamayim, and he hit the water. Vayichatsu, heina v'heina, and they split this way and that way. Vayavru shneam becharava, and both of them passed through in the dry land. And we said last time, the Kliyakar said, this was one of the tests to see if Elisha was going to be roy to see this, would he make it through the Yarden or not. So over here it tells us that he did make it through the Yarden. Now one of the Mefarshim wonders, why does it say heina v'heina? Should say Vayichatsu when it splits. Right? In Parsh B'Shalach it says Vayibaku Hamayim. It doesn't say Heina Vahina. What's this Heina Vahina here and there? Yeah? So it means Heina means this side and that side? Could be. I don't know.
Which
I don't know, one of them.
I'd like to know, is it possible?
No, not possible. Now, the Gemara, the way he answers it is by first saying a story in Kulin, Sechta Kulin. It's like Gemara class, yeah. All the years they had tainas, I mean, I didn't teach Gemara, so no one could have tainas.
We're forgetting that.
Someone came over to me yesterday, they had to give a shiur, Masechta Erevin, they came over to me and said, can you please explain to me this Rashi, Vishavakayan, Uvakayan, back and forth. I said, yeah, sure, go to school, go ask them, maybe someone could help you. I gave him the chart, yes. But it wasn't Rashi, in the Gemara doesn't say the whole Rashi in Chumash, because the Gemara is just going for the Shavu Ba part. It only does Rashi over there only brings the beginning. So you didn't really need the whole business. But anyways, okay. So now, the Gemara tells us a story with Rapinchas Ben Yair. Rapinchas Ben Yair was once going, I can find it here. Rapinchas Ben Yair was once going to do a very big mitzvah, and that was the mitzvah of pigeon shvuyim. And he was going on the way, says the Gemara, to go do pigeon shvuyim when he had a problem, and that was that there was a river in front of him that he couldn't get over. The river's name was Ginoi, Gimel Yud Nun Aleph Yud, the Ginoi River. So Reb Pinchas Ben Yair said, Ginoi split so I could go through. So the river answered him back.
Okay.
Now Tysus over there says, since when the rivers talk? And there's a question that not only over here, you have many times where you seem to have conversations. There it says the Pharisee is Sar Shel Yam over there. So either Taisa says it's the Sar, like that's the, usually the obvious answer. It's the Malach of the whoever's in charge of that, or as we'll see, or Taisa says. He wasn't really talking. Rav Pinchas ben Yair was thinking in his mind this conversation, meaning he told the river to split and it didn't. So he thought to himself, why is it not listening to me? Must be because it has this and this taina. So in his mind he was playing back, arguing with himself, till he finally was able, quote unquote, to say the magic words that would get the yam to split. But not that he was having a conversation with it. He saw it wasn't listening, so he was rationalizing, why is it not listening? Maybe it means this, maybe it means that, as we'll see. So what did the river answer? You're going to do the will of your master of Hashem to do a very big mitzvah. And I'm also doing the ratzon of my master, which is to flow. That's my job. Do you know for sure you're going to be successful in your mitzvah? Who knows? Maybe they won't take your money. Maybe they won't be there anymore. You have a mitzvah to go and try, but you don't know for sure if you're going to be successful. Vani, says the river, I'm for sure doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's flowing. So I win. You want me to split because you have a mitzvah to do, I have a mitzvah to do. Not only that, my mitzvah is better. Because I'm for sure doing it, and you're not even sure. So, Rav Pinchas ben Yair says, if you don't split for me, I'm going to decree that you should dry up and you'll never flow again.
How can you do that? He was a greater man.
The same way he could get it to split, he could get it to dry up, right? I mean. What? Well, he was trying, at least. I mean, if we would go there, the Gemara wouldn't start the story, right? Obviously, if the Gemara started the story, obviously he had the kayak to do it. The question is, was he allowed to do it, or is the I'm going to listen, the no, I'm going to listen. Now, the Marsha says there, this doesn't sound like a really fair answer. I mean, he's not answering the question. He told him a good taina. You're a safek amavadai. So, you know, whenever you're losing a fight, so you start getting, you know, personal. You just start threatening. So he's losing, right? So what does he say? Well, if you don't do it, I'm just going to dry you up. So that's not an answer. So the Marsha says no. Of course, he was giving an answer. What's the answer? The answer was that when I'm going to do something, it's totally in my bechira. When I go and do a mitzvah, I have a choice, do the mitzvah or not do the mitzvah. You don't have that choice. You're a mukhrach. My going to do ratzon kaini is totally in my bechira. Your going to do ratzon kaincha is not dependent on your bechira. You have to do it. So therefore he said, my suffix of being successful is still better than your vadai being successful. Because in my attempts to do the mitzvah, I'm being boicher in the tzad atoiv. I'm going to try to do a mitzvah through my bechira. My yetzer doesn't want me to do it. So you're claiming you're better because you're for sure doing the ratzon of your master. And I'm not, I have a suffix if I'll do it, it's not true. My attempt to do it, even if I'm not sure if I will be successful, is still better than you, who are successful, but you don't have a choice, you don't have a bechira, you can't choose not to do it. That is what he was answering it. So, there's a Meshech Chachma somewhere, I think in Parshas Kairach, one of those places in that neighborhood. He says that the Nar was saying that the whole reason, why is it that we know the Shem, what's the proof, so to speak, that the Shemesh and the Kechavim, or anything that's physical, is not a god? The guy used to serve the Shemesh, right? And the Yareach, and all different things. So the reason is because we see that they don't change. They don't change. They constantly go and do the same thing over and over again. They're not able to change. So the Nar was telling him that if I split, it's going to make a big problem. Because people are going to see a change, and they're going to think I have like a Bechira to change something, and they might start worshipping me, or they might start thinking I'm a power unto myself. My whole kayak is that I never change. So he answered him back, and he said, sometimes rivers don't split, but sometimes they dry up. And no one looks at a dried up river and says, oh, it must be a god, it changed. That's a natural occurrence. Just like naturally a river flows, it can naturally dry up too. Splitting and coming back to its normal way is something that's not natural. So he told them, I'm not splitting. I don't want to split for you. Because that's going to make trouble. It's going to make trouble that people might make mistakenly think I have my own power. So he answered him back, I have another option. If you don't want to split for me because you're so concerned about people not making you into a god, okay, it's a good concern. But if you're really truthful about it, I have another aid. I'll just dry you up. I'll dry you up and no one will make any mistakes. So it's your choice, Mr. River. Let's see how concerned you really are. That's the Meshech Chachma explained. What?
Is it a
tircha? It's not. It's what it's supposed to be doing. So, someone's circumventing the system. Someone's overriding the system. It's an override. He wants to flow, and that's the Ratzon of Hashem. Okay. Now we'll see. Okay. So fine. So what happened? So he split. When he told him to sign, if you're not... either, like the Marshal says, I'm really better than you. So he, so the river decided to split. Now, Rav Pinchas ben Yair wasn't alone on this trip. There was another Yid there who was carrying wheat for matzahs. Now, wheat for matzahs are not allowed to get wet. The problem of chametz. So, how is he going to get over the river?
It dries out there.
So, not necessarily.
It might. It dries out there. It's not running water.
What? But it had water. Maybe it became chametz while the water got on it. That's what shmura means. Shmura mishas, whenever mishas is. But for sure, because the shmura mishas kesira means when you harvest, no water touches it.
But so there's no water because it's been dry out.
Okay, no, but it's split.
Oh.
It split. He went through Pinchas ben Yair. There's another person there. So he said, Pinchas ben Yair said, split for that person too, because he's doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah of Shmira of Matzahs. Four Matzahs. So he split for him. Now there was a third person in this group.
This was after.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. There was a Goyisha Arab Seicher, a businessman, buys and sells things, peddler. He was with them. Now two of them are on the other side, and he's on the original side. So Pinchas ben Yair said, split for him too, because if not, they're going to say, this is what you, how you go with people are in your group, do you come, people accompany you, you leave them on the other side, you get to get it split, and I get to stay on the other side, it's not good midas, you will have tainas on the Eden, so split for him too. So it split, and he went over. So it seems it split three times. So Rav Yehuda... What? Let's see. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said... But Pinchas ben Yair must be a pretty big tzaddik. He must be even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu and the 600,000 Jews. Rav Yosef. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu and 600,000 Jews, the Yam split only once for them. And he got this Nar to split three times. So he must be pretty big. Must be even bigger than them, he said. So the Gemara says, how do you know it split three times? Maybe it split once. And each time he was saying, remain split for the next person to come. Remain split for the next person to come.
Maybe it...
So the Gemara says, you're right, we're not really sure what happened. So we could say that at least Rav Pinchas ben Yair is equal to Moshe and the 600,000 people.
Rav Yosef said that?
Yeah. where the Gemara says it. So we thought it split three times. We said he must be bigger than them. So we're not really sure. Maybe it means it stayed open, and therefore it really only split once, and he's equal. Yeah.
Tosfos, Marsha, are they contemporaries?
No. Who? Tosfos is a Rishon. Mm-hmm. And Marsha is an Achron who is a lot of times a Pirish on Tosfos. A lot of times.
Oh, so they don't argue with
each other. No, they can't argue with each other. No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If you're learning tomorrow, you should have a say. Yeah.
What?
Okay. We're getting there. The Rashba, who is also a Rishon, comes and says, "What the Rashba? What is this Rashin Beis Aleph? What exactly is this Gemara accomplishing here? What's going on here?" So the Rashba says, the Rashba says that when it says in Parashas Bereishis that Hashem made everything in the Bria, it ends off and it says Vayara Likim es kol asher asa v'nei tov mo'id. So we all know. And the question is, what exactly is this at the end? He said already ki tov on everything. What's going on here? Oh. So there's many different mefarshim, and when we learn Bereishis, we'll see some there too, maybe.
Bereishis?
I just like to throw in everything here one day. Maybe. It's on the schedule. So you learned Bereishis already?
We learned it in BTS, and we're learning it with the Ramban.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
I learned it the entire.
Okay, so you'll know it. Okay.
I was learning to get it, right?
So, Kol Asherah, so some of Farshim say it means Hashem decided that this is his Ratzon, and he wants the Teva to remain this way. The Rabbeinu Shalom set up the Teva, he wants it to remain on the Teva. He wants it to remain the normal way he set it up. We find Tzaddikim in the Gemara that they were Mishana es HaTeva. They changed things. It's not that you could just go and change the Teva just because you know the formula. You have to have a good reason to do it, because the Pasuk says Hashem wants it that way. Vayara Likim es kol asher ratzon. And we even had a different time also, a different Marsha that says that every time it said Vayara means the Ratzon of Hashem was that way. We had somewhere earlier in Malachim here. The Ratzon of Hashem is it should remain that way. So this Gemara is coming along and showing us a story and showing us what is considered important enough to be Mishana Sateba. So we started off with Reb Pinchas ben Yair, and Reb Pinchas ben Yair was going to do a very big mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Tijan Shvuyim. So the Gemara says that even though the Lashon of the Rashba is a person is mechuyah to hold himself back from being Mishana HaTeva, unless it's Litzayrich Gadol and a mitzvah that is necessary to be done right now. But if it's just for my convenience, you don't do that. You're not Mishana HaTeva for that. There's a concept amongst Gedolim, and Chavetz Chaim used to talk about it, and other Gedolim used to talk about being Matriach to Rabbeinu Shalom. Obviously, there's no Tircha to Rabbeinu Shalom, but for the Rabbeinu Shalom to change things with Erech HaTev, and the Chavetz Chaim held it, even the Gabi Brachas and certain Inyanim, you're not Matriach to Rabbeinu Shalom. Or even for, they talk about it when there's something called the Gar Lagra. So you try to find certain things out. There's certain Gedolim, when it came to a certain point, they said, we're not Matriyas to Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a certain concept of things go the way on the normal thing, and you're not supposed to change them.
So
the second to the first thing. So 1 second. So comes along Reb Pinchas ben Yair, and he said he's going to split the Nar, and it split. So he's teaching us, and the Gemara is teaching us, that Tijan Shvuyim, which is an important mitzvah, and obviously had no other way around this river, that's important enough for the Teva to be changed. Then the Gemara, Pinchas ben Yair, told us a new chiddush. Not only is it important for Pinchas Shvuyim, we have another person who's carrying wheat. He's carrying wheat for Pesach. And now, it's not as pressing, it doesn't seem, that it's as pressing as Pinchas Shvuyim. because it doesn't say Pesach was the next day. He was carrying wheat, so maybe he could go around, take a long detour. And yet, he said, this person is doing a mitzvah, let him through. It's a big tirtha for him. And it split again. One second, we're going still in the first part of the Gemara, right? When the Gemara understood it split three times. And he's explaining the Gemara here. Then we learn the new Chiddush, that even for Derech Eretz and Midas Taivais that are important, there was no other choice, it could also split in order that that Arab guy shouldn't say, what kind of Midas do these Jews have? Well, it doesn't say necessarily, I said it doesn't say necessarily against Yidden. It just says Kach is Lashon of Kach Eisen Levnei Levaya. We're in a group, this is what you do. And this is, yeah, it's a no. But that's what it is. It's not the same Madrega, it seems. So therefore, that was the third Chiddush that he taught us. Now, the Gemara says, it's not really such a proof anymore. Right? Because the Gemara said, it must be a Pinchas Ben Yair is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we say, no, how many times did it really split? Only once. To keep the river open, after to keep the Teva from going back, after it's already split, perhaps you don't need as big a mitzvah. We thought, looking at this Gemara, we thought that the Gemara is giving us rules of when you can be Mishana and Tateva, what's important. So we see three different Madregas. Pidyon Shvuyim, we see Pesach, Matzahs for Pesach, and we see Kachaytin L'Bnei Levaya, for Midas, for Ava, whatever that is. So if we're going to write the rule book for Tzadikim of when they're allowed to change the Teva, we'll say there's three, a whole bunch of different categories. And the Gemara says not such a proof anymore. Because once it was open, the river, it was split, and the question was just, should it remain open? Perhaps for that you don't need as big a mitzvah to remain. The Teva should remain changed for a little bit longer. So therefore, the Gemara is saying it's not such a proof that on its own each of these things is enough to be Mishana Es HaTeva. That's the Gemara. So to answer our original question was, why does it say here Vayechatsu Heina Vahena? So he wants to say there was two splittings. Yeah, he didn't realize where we were going here. He wants to say there were two splittings. Although it sounds like it split here and there and they both went through, the truth is it's not such a chiddush anymore if Elisha was able to go through after Elio split it. Because to remain open, you don't have to be so big, we just said. To split for yourself, that you have to be very big. To remain open after it's already open, we said, even if you have a problem with Kachais and Levnei Levaya, remain open. So that Elisha made it through with Elio is not such a big proof. It's a little bit of a proof that he's worth something. But it's not really proving the fact that he's on such a high madrega, because once it split, so it remained open for him. So says this mefarish that the pshat is vayichatzu heina veheina, means it split twice. To see the godless of Elisha, the Yarden split for him separately. So they each went in on their own, and then, especially as we said with the Kliyakar, that this was part of the test to see if he's Roy, so if it split for him separately, so he really proved he's Taka Roy to be there, and that is the Heina Vahena. Okay. Refill your paper or refill your pen? Okay. Vayihi Chavram. They passed over. Ve'Elio Amar El Elisha. Elio turns to Elisha and he says, She'al mo'es elach b'terem elach achmimach. Ask, before I'm going to be taken from you, ask, what could I do for you? And some of Farshim say, because he knew that Elisha was going to be in a lot of tsar, that Elio was leaving, and he thought if he at least leaves him over with something. Some of the Mefarshim, I've thought before, some of them, version say that, it's a different one, some of them. So, that he, in order to ease the pain a little bit that Elisha would have when Elio left, he leaves him over with something, he asks him, and he gives him something. He thought perhaps that will ease the pain, so to speak. So, by Yomer Elisha, Elisha said, famous request, Vihi na pishnayim beruchacha eloi. I want double of what you are. That's a lot to ask for. Now, that is the Pasha Pshat, and we'll see many Pshatim in understanding this. But let's just see the next pasuk. Vayomer, and he said, Ikshiso lishol. You asked a very hard thing. Because truthfully, it's a little bit hard to give double of what you are. Right? How could you give more than who you are? So if it means Pasha Pshat, I want to be double you, how could Elio even give it? Elio says, Ikshiso lishol. He's asking a very hard thing. I can only give what I am. I can't give you double of me. But we'll have to see in a minute exactly. So he continues, he says, Im tira I see lukach, but if you see me being taken me'itach, yihi lachachain. You'll know that your request will be fulfilled. Vim ayin, but if you don't see me being taken, lo yiyah. Which, now the question seems to be, if he just said, I can't do it, so how did he say, if you see me, you're going to get it? How is it possible?
He didn't say, he said it's hard.
It's a hard thing to do. Why is it a hard thing to do? Because you can't give more than who you are. How can you give him double? That's the question. So the Pasha Pshat here is... The Pasha Pshat is, he asked him, I want to be double of you. And he told him that's a very hard thing because you can't get double. I can't give you more than I am. But the Mefarshim say that when a tzaddik is nifter, right as he's being nifter, he jumps up many, many, many different madregas than he was before. And especially Eliyahu, who's going up here alive, b'sahara hashamayma, at that moment, he was, I don't know how many times greater than he was when he was alive, or the rest of his life. So at this moment, it's very hard. I can't give you, if you're asking me to give it to you now, I can't give you double than I am. I'm just who I am. I'm 100%. I can't give you 200% of myself. But if you're going to see me going up, that means you're going to be able to see me as I get all those madregas, and then I'm really taka going to be 10 times bigger than I was now. So then you'll be zaycha that you'll get double of what I am now. The question was, how could you give double of what you are? You're right, you can't. But if he then becomes 10 times bigger than he was, so he's able to give him 2 times what he was before. That is how the Radak says, Pasha Pshat here in the Psukim. Yeah?
According to the Radak, what is Pishnayim?
Double. Literally double.
Double of what?
Of your milas. Whatever Eliyahu's mila was, I want double that amount. Yeah?
He's not dying.
Who? Nobody's going up to Shemayim. Even better, he gets more mindless. Going up alive to Shemayim. What?
Alive.
He's not. He's in Shemayim. He's not alive in this world anymore. He went up to Shemayim.
In a body?
I don't know. He went up somehow. What? Yeah, there's a Gemara, there's a Shaila, Aisha Pinchas, she mutter not get married, because Elio never died. There's a Gemara, I think there's a Gemara, imagine somebody. Aisha Pinchas. What? So his wife mutter to get married?
He lost his throat, but he's not here.
What? He's alive, didn't die. You need Misa to make a Aisha Pinchas.
Yeah, but didn't he get a conflict with many generations?
What?
Didn't he get a conflict with many generations?
So?
So what's which wife is this talking about?
Whichever wife, I don't know.
Well, what was the first one you wanted to
do? Whatever it is, I don't know.
Whatever
it is, I don't know. If she was not the first, but the concept, the Gemara asks.
But if she wasn't the first,
if she was, then it's not a problem. The Gemara is asking halachic shaila, not what the story was. I don't remember.
Eliyahu was the one who had to do that.
Okay. I don't remember. I have to look it up. Okay, now, the Radak says another pshat here. And he says the word pishnayim. The first one was also the Radak. The Radak says pishnayim doesn't mean double of what you are. In the Torah, it says that a bechar gets pishnayim. A bechar inherits two portions of his father's estate, which means take the father's estate, and you, if there's four brothers, you split it up into five parts, and the bechar gets two of those parts, and everyone else gets one. So the word pishnayim doesn't mean double of who you are. It can't be. Pishnayim means Eliyahu's leaving over Ashba in the world. And the Nevi'im and other people also get from his Ashba, or at least maybe, theoretically they could have. So Elisha wanted that he should get a double portion of whatever is left. That when the portions are divided up amongst whoever they're divided up, he should get Pishnayim, a double portion, but not two times of what Eliyahu was.
What?
So Eliyahu tells him, "Ikshayis Elisha, it's a hard thing you're asking, because Meichat, how do you know you're right to get double of what you should have gotten?" Meaning, obviously, Elisha was going to get one portion, and that's what he's right for. Now you want double that? Who says you're right for that? But he told him that if you're able to see me, so you're going to be obviously on a very high madrega, so that'll be a proof that you are right to get a double portion, and you'll get it.
Is this like contradicting? Or just
contradicting what?
What?
It's a different shot, I don't know. Before he said double meant literally double. Right? Now it just means that the... Either one.
Same for Thanksgiving
to the grandkids.
Why not? So which one
do you believe in? Both of them. They're both true. Eilu ve'eilu, they're really good times. They're both true. Why not? So listen. Now, the Malbim says that Pishnayim, make sure before I say it. The Malbim says the Pishnayim doesn't mean double of Eliyahu. It means Elisha wasn't zero. Elisha had his own milus to him. Right? Eliyahu was bigger than him. But he was asking that I want that you should give me something that together with my milah, the madrega I am on now, if I add it into the madrega you're going to give me, I will equal double of what you are now. This is the Malbim says. The Pishnayim doesn't mean double. Eliyahu should give him double. He was saying, you should give me. But there's also me. I'm also worth something. I'm not zero. You're right. If I'm zero and I want to be double you, you have to give me the entire double. But if I'm, let's say, you're ready, close to you, or halfway, you're three quarters, whatever it is, whatever the numbers are, but with my milas, together with the milas you'll give me, so then I will equal Pishnayim of what you are now.
It makes a lot of sense.
In math it doesn't work so well, but in theory it works, yeah. That's why in math it doesn't work. But the pshat is, it's not easy math. When you put two, it's possible to put two 3/4 together and get two. Right? How? Because the kayach of both them together. In Ruchnius. 3/4 and 3/4 is 1.5. But when you put them together, they could equal 2. How does that work? As I say, math, it may not work. Right? If Eliyahu gives all of himself to Elisha, unless Elisha's on the same exact madrega, then the only way it could equal double, right? That's what I'm saying. So it's possible, in Ruchnius, it's possible when you put all their milas together, so then in the math it might not work, but in Ruchnius it will. Yeah?
Let's say Eliyahu is at level 125 and then we get to
Yeah, but Eliel is 125. It's double him is 250. Right? The Abar Benel here. What? Which part? From where? Which this Pishnayim? That means to say, the Malbim says that Pishnayim doesn't mean double of what Elio should give him double. It means when Elio gives him something, together with what Elisha has already, when it's added together, if you measure Elisha, he will then be double of what Elio was. But not that Elio is giving him double. Yeah? I don't know. What's so hard to do?
I don't know if that means that Elisha knew that he had enough.
So the Malbim says that, I don't know, I don't want to, that's the side of how the Malbim says speech 9, but he has a long bar to it, so it'll fit, but I want to go into it. Okay, listen to that Barbanel. The Barbanel says an unbelievable verse. He says, the Barbanel has many kashas, and one of his kashas is that whichever way you learn here, however you get this Pishnayim, unless maybe one of the ways of it means like the Bechar, but he says, it's not even a proper thing for a Talmud to ask the Rebbe. Even if you say, when you put me together, that I should be bigger than you. However you want to learn, he says, it's a Davar Meguna. He says, it's not Derech Eretz. You don't talk to the Rebbe that way. So he learns a whole different shot. And he says, Pishnayim means the mouth of both of us. V'hina pishnayim baruch acha elai. The Barbanel says, Elisha was asking, Elio, if you could please come down from Shemayim constantly to learn Torah with me. That both of our mouths should talk, baruch acha, with your ruach elai to me. He wanted, so to speak, and this is, if you think about it, this is a very good thing to ask. A Rebbe's leaving, and he's going to feel lost without him. He says, come back to me, talk to me, learn with me every once in a while. I won't feel like I lost you. So Vayomer and Elio told him, Mikshis Elisha, this is a very hard thing you're asking. It's not so simple for neshamas, people, however you want to call them, to come back down to this world to talk, to learn with people. So, but he told him that if you see me taken away from you, and the way that Barbanel explains it means you have to be on such a high madrega, and his lashon is, your gashmiyus has to be mezuchah, it has to be purified, totally cleansed from any shemetz, from any little bit of gashmiyus, kulay ruchni, if you're on that high of a madrega, then I'll be able to come back. I can't stop come back to people. To you, if you get yourself to such a high madrega, and the raya will be, the proof to that will be if you see me, so then you'll know I'll come back to you. Yeah? Says the Barbanel, we find that there's Gilui Elio. We find Elio when the Gemara came to Bati Midrashim sometimes and said halakas and spoken learning. That is only possible because of Elisha's request. Yeah. Because Elisha requested it here. And Elisha was on the proper Madrega that it was Mikuyam. So that opened it up. That then, from then on, Elio now has a Pesach to come and teach Torah. That's what that Barbanel says. Your Ruach should come to me. And then we should be Pishnayim. We should talk to each other. Vayihi Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hey Mahalchim, and they were walking. What? I can't hear you. A minute, okay. Vayihi hei mahalchem, and they were going, halach v'daber, they were walking and speaking.
Learning?
Kipshutai, we'll see next time a little bit about this, but Kipshutai, they were talking and learning, yeah. And all of a sudden there was a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, Vayafridu ben Shneihem, and it separated them. Vayal Elio Batsara Shamayim, and Elio went up Batsara in a storm up to Shamayim. Some Mefarshim say that he went up in the Rechev. There's a chariot with horses. You can get in and go, right? So, it would burn you, obviously, if he's going up to Shamayim, he's not worried about that, right? So, that's how some Mefarshim learned that there was a Rechev Eish and Tusei Eish. But most Mefarshim do not learn like that. Most Mefarshim say, it says he went up Asa'ara, he went up in a storm. He didn't go up in the Rechev Eish and the Tusei Eish. It doesn't say that. It says Vayal Basara. The Rechev Eish v'Tusei Eish v'Yafridu ben Shneihem. It made a separation between the two. So what exactly was this Rechev Eish and Tusei Eish for? What's the point of it?
To separate them.
Yeah. But is there any remez why Rechev and Tus? Why is it Eish? So the Kli Yakar says that this Rechev Eish and Tus Eish was created by Elio and Elisha. It says by Yonas and Ben Uziel that when he used to learn, right, there was a fire that used to come out and burn any oif that flew over him. The Torah that he learned and created a ruchniyistik fire. It's a Gemara. Yonas and Ben Uziel. Like Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel? It says by Rav Lezer ben Hyrcanus.
When he was going to.
Everywhere he looked, he burned things up.
No, that was Rashi.
That was. What? That what? Also? Could be?
Oh yeah.
So anyways, there's an Eish Min HaShemayim. The Mefarshim explain that when they learn Torah, Kinesinasam MiSinai, and it's the Simcha that's going on, it's as if the Torah was given by Sinai. There's a Ruchniyistik of fire that is produced. That's the Taisus brings that Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, Acher, he says, why did he go off the Derech? Because at his bris, all the Talmidei Chachamim, all the Tzaddikim were there, Yerushalayim, and the fire surrounded them as they were talking and learning, and the father said, what are you doing? You're burning down my house. They said, you don't have to worry, this is Torah. He said, if this is what Torah is, I dedicate my son to Torah. Says the Gemara, that since his dedication was Shaloi Lishma, so therefore it ended up that he went totally off and he lost his Chaylik Leilam Abba. So there's this concept of a ruchniyistik fire. So this fire was created by the Torah that Elio and Elisha were talking.
Then what about the chariots?
Why those? It doesn't explain. Now, before we see the next chat, let's look at the next pasuk. Ve'Elisha Roy, Elisha watched. V'hu mitzayik, and he cried out, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael, Ufarasha, B'lei Ra'ohu Ait. So he called him, my father, Rechev Yisrael, Ufarasha. The chariots of Klal Yisrael, and the, Ufarasha were the, what's the word I'm looking for? Something along those lines. That wasn't the word I was looking for. Okay, so it says, look at the Targum. The Targum says, what is he saying? Rechav Yisrael Farashav. Targum in Yud Beis here says, the Tavla Hain Li Yisrael, you are better for Klal Yisrael, Bitzluse, when you daven, Merisichin Ufarashin, better than a Rechav Ufarashav. In other words, your tefillas are better than an army, better than chariots, better than warriors. Your tefillas were better for Klal Yisrael than anything else. So that's what Elisha was saying. He was crying out. So as a simon to that idea that Elio was the Rech of Yisrael Ufarashav, he was equal to that, or he was better than that. So what appeared when he went up to Shamayim was a Rechev and Mesusim of Eish, to be meramez on that inyan that Elisha was crying out, that you are better for Klal Yisrael than Rechav Yisrael uParashav, than human warriors and chariots that go out to war. And we will stop here.
Thank you.